Jesse, how are you?
You're gonna have to talk a little bit louder.
Yes.
I can
Said,
barely.
hi, Jesse, how are you? It's the Musers on the ticket.
There you are. How you doing?
Good.
Okay.
How are you?
Y'all having a pretty good morning
We are.
this morning. Oh, I'm doing all right. I just got my son-in-law. One of my son-in-laws came and gave me a whole basket of tomatoes. So he made some, grew some good tomatoes.
Well, that's nice.
Don't really have time to talk about that.
I've been having some problems with my prostate. But
Well,
other than that, I guess I'm doing all right.
okay.
Well, we understand you were at the British Open. What was that all about?
Well, there's a young gentleman from Dallas, Texas, named Mr. Jordan Spieth. And
Yes.
he played in that tournament, and since we were both from Dallas, he asked me to go over there and run his security detail.
Wow.
And he put me in contact with some fella who asked me to serve as a head usher for the British Open golf tournament.
Wow. It's big stuff.
Well, I hadn't been over there since we gave it to the Germans in 45.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Back then, I went over there to on a steamer ship. Did you two fellows, one or two of you, know that they now have these metal birds that can ride people in their bellies over the salt water?
Yeah, those are planes. They had those back in World War II also, Jesse. Come on.
So I get there to St. Andrews after the metal bird, and Lord have mercy, I was shocked at that thing.
Yeah.
That St. Andrews looked like an old cow pasture. They just kind of moved some dirt around, made a little berm here, a little berm there, and that was about it. That thing is just not much to it.
Well, it's the old course, though. It's ancient.
Yeah, it looked ancient. They need to update that thing. But I tell you, I couldn't understand a damn word them Scottish people were saying over there.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? Y'all talk like Shrek. All of them talk like Shrek.
Yeah, I could see how that may be a problem, especially with your hearing. I could see how that could be a problem.
What's that now?
No, nothing. So,
what'd you say?
did everything go okay over there for you?
Well, it went okay other than one incident. I got a little frisky in one incident there.
What happened?
Well, I hadn't been over there since the Germans. That's the last time I was in the United Kingdom.
Right.
I never went up to Scotland necessarily, but stopped over in London. And I guess being on that soil, my old instincts kicked in.
What do you mean?
Well, there was one moment where Bernard Longer came up to shake young Jordan Spieth's hand,
Yeah.
and before I could even think one, two, three, I'd sprung into action and I jumped forward in a ninja roll and issued a double roundhouse kick to Barnard's temple.
Why'd you do that?
His head spun all the way around on his shoulders.
Why would you do that?
Anytime I see a German approach an American, I gotta defend. I stand in orders. Those orders have never been rescinded from me.
Stayed with you for about 70 years, huh?
Right. So then I had to karate chop Longer right through the trachea.
I don't think you had to do that.
Until he came up with the English word for submission. So I did that before I knew it, and Jordan is freaking out. What have you done, Jesse? But I think it turned out all right. Bernard, I think, understood, and then we both bowed to each other respectfully.
Oh, okay. Weird scene.
And I retreated to the bar in the clubhouse, and he retreated into the medical tent. He got his ass kicked.
Oh, man, that's terrible. But you got along with Jordan okay, right?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, young man, he's one square cracker, I tell you. He's a straight shooter, just as good as can be.
Yeah.
I don't think that you'll have the same kind of problems with Jordan Spieth that you had with Eldrick. Now, Eldrick, he was wild.
Yeah, he had some wild moments.
He did. Well, I tell you, nothing would have surprised me with him. He could have shot a 60 back in the day and stuck his tinkle maker in all 18 holes on that.
Oh, okay, Jesse, we are
a surprise.
Come on.
We're on the air.
Well, and I know he had some success with the ladies, and I don't begrudge any man that, because I've had my share of the fairer sex, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, back in the summer of 41, I courted 3 different ladies.
Oh, wow.
Man.
And when I would show up at dances and socials wearing that uniform, Lord, you would have thought the county man had done crop dusted the social hall with Spanish fly. Them women's all over me.
Quite the ladies' man, huh?
Oh, now, I don't know what Tiger's body count is, but I'll tell you the truth. I put my summer of 41 up against his winter of 2009.
All right, well, maybe we'll do that someday.
All right, then. Hey, what's going on with this gay marriage? What's it?
We got to go, Jesse.
We don't have time to really get into that right
now.
Thank
you, though.
Thanks for being on with us.